Okay, let's start. We have one more Shem Sam Alacha, very interesting topic about learning Mikra Balayla. We once discussed this. Let's review it very quickly. It's on page Shin Nun Aleph. Page Shin Nun Aleph on the bottom. Aleph, Tzach Likvay Eis Latara, Ayin Beber Hetev, Shloy Likvay Mikra Balayla. Okay, according to the Mikubalim, you're not allowed to learn at night Torah Shebech Saf. Because nighttime is Zman of Din, and Torah Shebech Sav is Din, and it's not healthy to compound Din with Din. You don't want to combine. That's why you don't say Tachlin in the night. If you're davening Mincha, and Mincha extends into the evening, we learned that you don't say Tachlin, because Tachlin represents Din, and night is Din, and it's Sakana when there's too much judgment, harshness at one point in time. The same matter when a person learns Torah Shebech Sav, he's bringing upon himself din. And nighttime is his man of din. So it's sakana to bring together two different inyanim of din. So that's what the Be'er Hetiv says. Shalei likros mikra b'layla v'hu das ha-mikubolim. De b'layla lo yasek b'tar shebech sav rak b'tar shebech peh. Chutz, the exception is Friday night. I'm not for Thursday night. Lil Shishi here means Thursday night. Thursday night, Erev Shabbos. Thursday night, oh, then he talks about that a little bit later on. We'll see about that. Chutz Milele Shishi. Thursday night, there is no Sakana. So you can learn Tanakh Thursday night. The Lele Shabbos V'yamtav. The King Siv, the Perikid Rebelazar. How do we know this? Where do we know this concept of night and day? We know from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim for 40 days and 40 nights. How did Moshe Rabbeinu keep track of time? He did not have a cell phone, which had the time. So how did Moshe Rabbeinu know when it was night, when it was day? So the Medrash says that when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu Torah Shebech Sav, Moshe knew it was night. When Hashem told Moshe Torah Shebech Peh, he knew it was day. Now you'll ask me, why was it necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to know when it was night and when it was day? Very simple. Because Moshe told Klal Yisrael, he's coming back in 40 days. He told them, behave yourself. Don't make an angle. I'll be back in 40 days. Problem is, Moshe came late. Ki boshish Moshe lovo. And now, how was Moshe Rabbeinu able to keep track when it was 40 days and 40 when it was 40 days? Because Hashem was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu Torah Shebech Sav and Torah Shebech Peh, and it was night he taught him Torah Shebech Sav, and it was day Torah Shebech Peh, and that's how Moshe kept track of time and knew when it was time to come back to Klal Yisrael. Who says Pirkei Rabbi Elazar? Moshe, he learned Torah Sav by day, and Hashem taught him Torah Shebal Peh at night.
Because
Moshe didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was. I don't understand.
He came back 40 days later. He couldn't know when it's day and night, but he didn't know when the Chodesh was.
He did not know when the Chodesh was. I'm not sure. I understand what you mean.
How could he know when the Chodesh was?
The Chodesh was. So therefore, what is?
Therefore what?
So therefore what? It was days. It wasn't totally in Chodesh. It was totally in days. It was totally in 50 days from Oman Torah. Then okay, I'm not clear what you mean.
Hashem
tell him 40 days. I'm not sure. Our boy made Laila. I'm not sure. Seemingly,
he told the people he'd be back, so obviously he knew.
He knew, so I guess it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, come to me for 40 days. If Moshe conveyed this message to Klal Yisrael, it must be that Hashem told him, come to me for 40 days. Well, seemingly, yeah. So it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, he knew, he studied Rabbi Shubin and Korcha, Moshe Bahar, Kuri Mikra. When he read Mikra, when Hashem taught him Mikra, it was Bayoim. The Shana Mishnah Belayla, when he learned Mishnah, meaning Tershal Apa, that was at night. That's how Moshe kept track of time. So this, from this Medrash, it's a fascinating Medrash, which we use for La Halacha, that a person ideally should not learn at night Mikra, but at night he should learn Tersha Baal Peh. V'yayim Birka Yosef Hevi Mehayalkut de Beshah. Shahaya Kadosh Baruch Hu Malamdim Mikra Yedeh Shu. It's an explanation. Yedeh Shu Yoyim. Uvashash Shalamdim Mishnah Yedeh Shu Laila. Ve'ayim Shal Shuvus Avnei Tzedek. Debarabim. So here we have all of the exceptions. And basically there are so many exceptions, this halacha does not apply. What are the exceptions? Number one, when it's Barabim. Debarabim Yachalul Ma'itar Shabbos Saba Laila. Number one, if you learn about what, because the Zuchus Harabim of Talmud Torah protects you from the harshness of Din. There's a difference between learning Torah B'yach and learning Torah Barabim. It's a very big mile. When you go learn the Beis Medrash, the Mokum Torah, when you learn Torah Barabim, that has this a koyach of the Tmimegan. The I in another exception.
Barabim means you're learning the
The Rab, well, the different madregos of Rab. One is when someone's giving a shir. When someone's giving a shir to multiple people, that's when they're all discussing the same topic. And there's another madrego when you're in a group of people, everyone's learning on their own. He's learning Mishnah, he's learning Gemara, he's learning this. There's not to be an environment where the Chamishna Perkei Avos, Asara Yoshim, the Oiskim Torah, different madregos. 1, 2, 3, 5, 10. So doesn't necessarily mean they're all learning the same thing. It just means they're all in the vicinity, they're all learning at the same makom, the same location. Of course, the different madrigals, they're all having going to a shir and one person is speaking and they're all concentrating on the same thing. That's another madrigal, even a high madrigal. The barabim yachol ulmoitor shibbos sambalai, that's an exception. The schus harabim. The ayin b'shut levushim urchai. Dim loimeid perush rashi. If it's not pure tarsha b'chsaf, you learn a pasuk with the perush of rashi. Rashi is tarsha balpeh. Oh, shor rishonim shal hamikra have keter shabal peh. Bibnei shal yisoy ter shabal peh nichtavu because nichtavu v'nisteru. Period. So if you're learning with the perush of Rashi, so now you're incorporating within your understanding of Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh. Now, come on, every time you're going to learn anything, you're going to automatically be learning a perush Rashi or a perush of Yishayim to explain to you Pshad in the Pasuk. He says, Varak, in perush Las, only when you read a strict literal translation, Ein Lilmoid Balayl, ours can be very insulted with what you just said. They will tell you that our translation is not a literal translation. Incorporates within it Torah Shebal Peh. I'm making believe. I'm playing devil's advocate, right? Right? It says Las, Loshen Amzar, which seemingly means a strict translation of the words. Ein Lilma Balayla, Od Kosavadas. Now, here's a very interesting shot. Let's say you're a Sofer. Most Sofer, they write at night because it's quiet. No one bothers them. So a Sofer, when he writes at night, he's only writing Torah Shebal Peh. And the halach is before you actually write, you're mechuyev to say the words. And there's no translation, and there's no perush Rashi. So in that case, l'chora Sofer should not do his work at night. You're violating this halacha. It's a very good kasha. So he says over here, the old cost of that Sofer, mutarim lichtoiv stam, sevtar mezuzos, balayla, af shemoitzim bepiyem mashakaisim, afiluachi, kevon shetzrichim lizor. No, there's also tersha balpem mixed into that amira. This krivach siv, Moli v'chaser, this psuchos and stumos, you basically can avoid tersha malpeh in anything that you possibly do. Lizar b'kri uchsev v'chaseres v'yoisios ketanos gedolos. There's big letters, small letters, missing vavs, extra vavs, missing yuds, extra yuds, where the parasha starts, where the parasha ends, and all psuchos and psichos stima hakol fi adin hamavur b'tersha malpeh, and all of these things are based upon the foundation of tersha malpeh. M'meila oiskim oz b'tersha. What about saying Tehillim at night? So there's also an issue. So in the Al-Pi al-Kabbalah, it's not the right thing to do. Just saying Tehillim, what are you doing? You're not having any translation being mispal. So the two heterim for that, he brings down in the Pesukei Teshuvos, is when you're saying Suk Mederech Tachanunim. If you're saying Derech Limud, I'm learning the translation, Derech Limud, that's problematic. But if you're saying the Pesukim Derech Tachanunim as a Bakosha, B'Tzila, that is Mutter. It used to be years ago, there was a Hakpada not to say Tum for a Choyle at night. But today you don't find. Today even the biggest yeshivas, they say, Rechman L'Stam, when there's a need, or there's an Eitzara, there's a war, there's Eitzara, even the biggest yeshivas today, after Ma'ariv, they'll get up and they will say Tehillim for a choyla at night. And people, how can you say Tehillim at night? You know, say Tehillim at night. We're not saying they're chlim, we're saying they're tachanunim. And Bezman Hazeh, another heter, people say that we're not on a madrega, Bezman Hazeh, that our learning has a koyach to bring upon ourselves din. If you're a Baal Madrega and you appreciate that nighttime is man of din and your learning is so pure and holy, when you learn Tarsha B'Chsav, you bring down din, then in Echnami you're in trouble. But our learning is not on that Madrega where we have to be concerned about these in Yoni Kabbalah. Technically, it's Balayla is Torah Shebal Peh. At nighttime, technically, it's only Torah Shebal Peh. You're not supposed to. You could. You could learn. But ideally, you're not supposed to learn Torah Shebal Sav. At night, you learn Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is Rachanim. Torah Shebal Sav is Din. Yeah.
My wife said, still for the colon. She starts in the daytime.
You start, so you go both to Haskalah. So there's so many heterim. Okay. So this includes the laws of the nighttime. And this concludes the first volume of the She'anim Yitzchanu B'Halacha. We have four volumes. And now we begin a new Mitzvah Shabbos, Hilchah Shabbos. Okay, so I have over here, my printer was not working, so I had to do it on a different printer, which did not give me the ability to do it side by side, and so I just printed the first four pages. Now, this begins the law. He has a very long Haggamah that touches upon the international dayline and touches upon all time zones. A lot of the vocabulary of this first section, there's another handed over here, I am not familiar with, so I ask you to please assist in going through this very long Haggadah. Okay, let's read the Kishloch Baruch. Shabbos Kodesh Hi Ho'is Hagadol V'Habris. Shabbos is the Ois, the great sun that Hashem has given Klai Yisrael on the Bris. Shenosin Lono HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'das Ki B'Sheish Es Yom Oso Hashem Es Shema V'Yisaretz V'Chol Asher Bohem V'Shovas Bayoim Hashvi V'Hu Yisoid Ho'emuna. Shabbos is the foundation of faith. Okay, here we go. V'Shabbos V'Shovas Bayoim Hashvi Ayin B'Hamor D'Yein Hayom Halei L'Shem B'Zman K'Achas V'Chol Olam Kula. Of course, we know that there's not one set Zman. Zman depends upon where you live in the world. Every part of the world has a different time zone. Just like we all understand that in some parts of the world it's day, some parts it's night. And so too when it comes to Shabbos, some parts of the world it's Shabbos, some parts of the world it's not Shabbos. That's a chesh halacha. One can possibly make an argument, if we wouldn't be so brainwashed with this halacha, maybe you can make an argument that when is Shabbos? Shabbos depends upon Eretz Yisrael. Right? Whenever Shabbos begins,
that's what we do.
Exactly. I mean, I'm saying we're brainwashed. We're brought up. And that's the halacha. But let's say a person was a newcomer to religion, to Yadus.
You were writing.
What?
You were writing the Torah.
Let's say you knew nothing about Shabbos, a newcomer, okay? You take an adult, a 30-year-old male adult, and you tell him, guess what, there's something called Shabbos. And you would tell him, on the seventh day of the week, Hashem rested, therefore we observe Shabbos. So when do you observe Shabbos? So you would tell him, you would argue with him, you would present him, well, the center of the world in our religion is Yerushalayim. So whenever it's Shabbos in Yerushalayim, it's Shabbos throughout the entire world. Even though it might be still the sixth day of the week or the Sunday in different parts of the world, or the sun is shining, the sun is set, doesn't matter. Shabbos is determined when it's the seventh day in Yerushalayim. That's a very sound argument, right? What's wrong with that argument? There's logic behind that argument. No. That's not the halacha. The halacha is, and you have to understand why, I'm not even really talking sure why that's not. Shabbos depends on where you are. When the sun sets, the stars come out, and when the day begins, that is in halacha Shabbos. And therefore, every part of the world has a different Shabbos. Let's see. So this is exactly your question. The Zohar, the Zohar is not so long ago. Okay, the Zohar is not that long ago, but the Zohar says, the is asar bi yeshuva de li'ilin yimama. There's a place in the world where for them it's day. And at that same moment in time, li'ilin, and for these people it is laila. The is asar de kulu yimama. There's a part of the world where it's always day. 24 hours of day. What part of the world? The poles, right? Different times of the year. It's always day. And you're only going to find nighttime only at a very specific moment, minimal amount of time. What about you go to the moon, right? When is Shabbos on the moon? When is Shabbos on Mars? These are very, very difficult questions for a Jewish astronaut. When do you observe Shabbos? It's not so simple. The ayin.
More importantly, is how you do that three times a day on Easter. Come on,
just like you see that's why the argument See, that's why the argument that I made in the beginning is very, very, very powerful argument, because where do you draw the line? It's one thing you want to say in America, so we'll follow our seventh day. Okay, fine. We're not going to follow Yerushalayim. But exactly, if you're on the moon, if you're orbiting in space, or you're on the moon or you're another planet, which we know today we can do, it's possible. So where do you draw the line? So at some point in time, you're going to have to say, and which indeed they say, you follow Yerushalayim. I mean, when they go, you've heard these shilas. People who are astronauts, you follow. So you do it once. You follow. You take one place. So where is the one place where you've launched? Cape Canaveral, where you've taken off from. Or some say you follow if you're in a situation where it's not shaykh to follow day and night. So you follow Yerushalayim. If anyway, there's going to come a point in time somewhere, according to some opinion, where you can't follow natural day and night in international dayline, right? International dayline. You get to a certain point in time when you're traveling, keep on going further and further. You get to a certain point where you have to bend the rules somewhere. So if in the extreme the rules have to be different, why not say even where it's not the extreme we should follow one location? Whatever it's Shabbos for Yerushalayim, that's when it should be Shabbos in America. It's a very big chiddush. No, we don't do that. As long as you don't have to break the rules, as long as you're able to say, for us, it's the seventh day, we follow Shabbos in our time zone. It's a fascinating concept. The ayin mizeb arichus b'kuzari, look in the kuzari, the sefer habris, all the philosophers are into this thing that he's in the court of year, arichus, that's called the sefer habris. He's obsessed here with the sefer habris. We're going to see in the next four pages, he always refers back to him. The chen kos b'radras. What? I don't know. I apologize. I don't know what it is. The Kazar, we know, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. So he was a Kad when he was, almost 70 years ago, 1,000 years ago. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi lived in the 13th century. So not 1,000 years ago, 13th century. So, and we have the Sefer HaBris. V'chenkos b'radvaz. The Yesh Shiluyim Bechilu Godel Beitim Bein Hashoichnim Bemizrach Olam LaHashoichnim Bemarav. People live on the east and the west. The Nimsa Beeshu LeElu Shabbos LeElu Chol. It's a chiddush. A chiddush LaAlacha is that Shabbos depends upon where you live, and he brings Kadmonim that already acknowledge that's the halacha. The Ayin Sefer Ha Maf Ha. I know this is Ha. Okay, whatever the same is, Hamat Pechos. The Zelashine, the Indian eagle kid hoy arts. And I have to tell you some of these words and concepts I really can't figure out. With regard to the world, the eagle kid arts. See, the world is circular, is a globe. Yadu lo'ever yamin, l'medinas hodu mizrachis. It's known to people that travel on the seas and the nation of Hodu. Hodu is what?
India.
Ki asfardim shachnei iye. The Philippines, people live in the extreme east. Chalukim b'minyan v'kriya shemosim yashua. They have a different way of counting the days. You can come to a certain point in time, their calendar is what day of the week it is. Now, he's not necessarily at this point I'm going into modern day international dayline, which was established. What year was it? The international dayline was established not all that long ago. But he's going back, obviously, to ancient times. In ancient times, there was a difference of day. Imanche, what's that word over there? Hashaychnim etzlan behodu. Other people that live in Hodu. She kisha rishonim moinim yom rishon. When the first group of people, they count as a Sunday. Liacharoinim. Yeah, the Sefer HaBris is.
Sefer HaBris was an 18th century Kabbalist by Pinchas Eliyahu Horowitz.
Okay, so it's pretty recent. Pretty recent when he puts together with. It's recent compared to the Kuzari. So Moinim Yom Rishon L'Achroinim Hu Yom HaShvi'i. So the Avul here, two groups of people. One counts as Sunday. One counts as Shabbos. V'asibu b'zeh machmash asfar debo lohodu hamadina derech yam. Ko mitzad marv. How did they reach their destination? They went around the world in different ways. They have two people living next to each other. There are two different groups. He's over here. He's coming to point out some type of strange situation. You have in the middle, in the Far East, in the Orient. That's what he's describing, a situation where there are two civilizations. One of them observes it to be Saturday, and one observes that day to be Sunday. How did that happen? Because how did they arrive? Because one went this way, and the other group went around the other way. And because when the other way went the other way, they came from different time zones, and they just continued, these ancient times before everything was standardized, they continued in, they were counting Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and they came around from the other direction. It resulted in being a different day. So here you have two civilizations living next to each other, neighbors, and one is Saturday and one is Sunday. And it's not, it makes sense logically, because you can't tell them to skip a day or to add a day, because then they'll be missing a day in their calendar, and it's they traveled in a different direction.
I heard that in Shanghai during World War II, the Miru Yeshiva, they fasted twice.
No, that was a chum. They didn't fast. They were yechidim. They were exceptional people, and those people. It was only a chumrah. It was only a chumrah to fast the second day, and it wasn't for the Hamoinam, it wasn't for the masses to fast 2 days.
Some people
they don't want to avoid the Shaila. They don't want to avoid the Shaila. Okay, if I'm able to figure out, well, maybe we'll discuss when we finish this, the international day line. Okay, that's a more modern, I mean, he's getting to that. He's coming to that later on. But first he's introducing you to the concepts, and he's talking about ancient times.
1850s?
Something like that. I don't know. So does halacha recognize the international day line? That's a big, very big issue. Let's take a look. The asibu b'zemach mashasfar debo lechodu hamidin derech yam kol mitzad ma'arif v'anshe eretz tachtecha hanal holchu v'savu l'sham derech mizrach ba'avram akyonus hadroini v'kifu kol Africa Hashvela, the lower South Africa, Ad Boam Shomon, until they came there. Boiv and Shapagu Elu, they both met each other, but they went in different directions. Each one was counting the calendar according to their system, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and when they show up and they reach each other from traveling across, they meet each other going different directions, each one says, wait a minute, how can you say that it's Saturday when today is Sunday? They're both right. They're both right because they're both coming from different directions. They travel the world, the ball of the world. Ela mipo mimaru, ela mipo mimaru, ve'ela mipo mizrach. Ulchem behechroch yimei hashavua heim chalukim. V'nolad mizes sothik b'shmira Shabbos l'misavev ha'olam ad kan. So this is what he says over here in the Sefer Matpichos, whatever the name of that Sefer is. We have over here such a very funny situation. Neighbors, with two different neighbors, two different shuls, came out to different shuls. Avenue J. On one side of Avenue J, it's Shabbos on Sunday, and the other side of Avenue J, it's Shabbos on Saturday, because they both reached their destination, both reached this destination by traveling around the world in different directions. Fascinating. Now you know why there's so many shuls in Flatbush. They all came from different sides of the world. Okay, and then he points out over here, already he's ready, Vishnas Tafrei Shavav. So Tafrei Shavav is, how many years ago is that? That's about 100 years ago. So it's, so, 170 years ago. Kvar Shavu B'minyan. They made an agreement, international day line. There was an international agreement made that when we're going to count the days. So this whole situation he's describing from ancient times became Kriya Shemo Simei Shavua. In the least, in the secular world, they decided when they're going to call that day. Okay, so he's going to discuss in more detail. The Ayin, so he just wants to lay out some of the founders. The Ayin B'Shut Beis Avram V'Zel L'Shoyin, another Sefer. B'Yoyin Beis Parashas Tvaram Shnas Tof Reish Nu Dalit. Yotzasi, that's about 100 years ago, a little bit more than 100 years ago. Yotzasi Meir, Sydney. Shema Medina's Australia. I was in Sydney, in Australia. Bisina on the boat, Holachas Lier. San Francisco, Asher, California. Biyom Gimel V'yaschan Yud Beis L'Chodesh Menachem Abishah Abishah Bishanachah Chatzay Sayom Nidvika Moido Al Asvina Ki Ata. They made an announcement. We're now passing the international day line. Ki Ata Avru Es Hamala Hayidua. We're passing this point in space. 180 degrees Larech Larech. I don't know what these words are. The longitude, the latitude, the alkane, therefore, Yechashu Hayom, Greenwich, okay, Le'orech, Greenwich, alkane, Yechshavu Hayom, Le'yoim, Beis, B'Shavua. So they made an announcement, Rabbi Isai, Change your calendar. You've all heard an announcement. Change your watch. Change your the time. Change your calendar. It's the different day. I never happened to me. I wasn't aware of these issues. So I don't know what to do. Now when it became Shabbos, I had a very big mavuch. I have a very big confusion. He continued to observe Shabbos based on my keep on doing what you're doing. I didn't change my clock. And on the next day, on Sunday, on the next day, when the people on the boat they change a calendar, San Francisco. I continue to observe. I also observe Shabbos. I observe Shabbos l'chura because since I know that in San Francisco it's already called Shabbos because they're past international day long and they view different Shabbos. So I observed Shabbos as well.
That's probably not exactly correct either.
Right, in Echnami, you only take one opinion.
What? When he passed the international deadline, that doesn't mean it was Shabbos in San Francisco.
He's saying it was. He's saying that since that was the destination, it would have been Shabbos.
Maybe the hours could be quite a bit off.
What happened to get to Sydney? Didn't he gain a day when he went to Sydney?
No, he's leaving. He's going from Sydney. I don't know the detail. I don't know. This is beyond my little mind, all these calculations. But the basic idea is he passed the international day line, and he was told that based upon his calculation from his past observance, Shabbos was the day before. But he's being told that in California, where his destination, they're observing Shabbos on a different day. So the question is, he didn't know what to do at this point in time. So l'chumra, he was machmir, he observed 2 days Shabbos. The achachim b'shnas tafresh nunvav nikresi lo'ir Yokohama, that's in Japan, right? Ir hachoyf in Medina's Japan. Belechti l'sham. When I went there, I lost a day. Similar situation. And I gained a day. Another situation, we went to Japan. He went to some Thai city there. Also, he passed international dayline. Okay, there are different daylines and there are different boundaries, whatever they are. He lost a day, gained a day, and he's confused, just like me. He's confused when exactly is the proper day to observe Shabbos when you get to the extreme edge of the world. The Rabbi Yotze Yisrael Erech Yoyim, this famous, very popular encyclopedia called Yotze Yisrael, there is an entry called Yoyim Hevi Yisrael Bebnei Ma Tiknu Umos Oilim, describes in the second, from the second perspective, why they Kasher Yavu Esagvul Ha
the meridian,
Hamala 180 Oirech Greenwich, Yeshnu Chovle Hayam Minyan. Why there Chovle Hayam Minyan Hayam? And that explains from a secular perspective why it's necessary for there to be an international dayline. He explains so the Ayin was Sefer Chazon Lemoed, B'Shem Chasam Sefer, V'Zel Lashone, Gam Shvisas Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lohoyu Bevasachas. Now, okay, so he brings out this issue. He's going to come back to it in a few, a little bit later on, but just wants to point out an issue. Now he's going off other Inyanim of Hagdama. The Chasam Sefer touched upon this issue, and why indeed is it that we, like I mentioned in the very beginning, why do we observe Shabbos where we are? Why don't we observe Shabbos at the same time that isn't Shabbos? So he explains a fascinating concept, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shabbos, Hashem did not make the Shabbos in one shot. Shabbos was an ongoing process. When Hashem made Shabbos, it wasn't a one shot moment. Shabbos, that's what he says. The Chasam Sefer says, Shabbos Vayinofash, it was an ongoing process. The world was turning. So it doesn't mean that Bayoim Hashvi Shabbos Vayinofash, bang, in 1 second, the clock tick, it was Shabbos all over. No. The Shabbos Kodesh Baruch Hu also was gradual. In Yerushalayim it was Shabbos, and in this place it wasn't Shabbos, and Shabbos kept on coming from different parts of the world. That's why we also observe Shabbos in such a fashion. Every single day of creation, we have the same concept. On every single day of creation, created something. So that creation happened in different times in parts of the world. Therefore, that's why halacha l'maaseh, just like Hashem created the world, Hashem created things in different times, in different places. So too, we also observe Shabbos in such a fashion. Just like Hashem, when He rested, it was gradual in the different locations, different times. So we also observe Shabbos in such a fashion.
Greenwich, England thing.
Oh, that's the question. He's nice. He's coming.
Time should be to zero.
Oh, the Einachanami. Some indeed say that. Einachanami. To Kachinchi. We're going to come to that a little bit later on. Einachanami. That's the very big question. Where is the Torah's international day line? There is a secular international day line, and then there is a question from the Torah perspective, where is the international day line? And this is a big machlekes apayiskim. There are many different opinions, and it's not clear. The bottom line is, there is no consensus. There is a difference of opinion. Chazon Ish, Rav Yechiel Michal Tikutinsky, he wrote a very popular Gesher. He's a very popular Hilchos Avelos, the Gesher Achayim, and he's also a famous opinion on the international day line. And then there are other opinions. And as far as I remember hearing, there is no consensus on in Klal Yisrael what to do. And basically, Rabbanim advised people to select one opinion that they're comfortable with, and they should stick to it. They should stick to be consistent in that opinion when they come and go.
The reason they picked the Pacific was it was wouldn't interfere with people's lives.
Right, that was from a that's from a secular point of view. That's not halacha. Does not necessarily recognize. Maybe it does. Maybe if the consensus Torah lav hashamayini, if the hamoinam, the world acknowledges for practical reasons, this should be where the international day line. So maybe halacha will take that into consideration.
This would be every holiday would be two different.
That's right, exactly. Yom Kippur, Tefillin. The big problem is tefillin. When do you wear tefillin? When do you observe one thing? So what do you do? So many people, they just take one of the people who work in these areas, and they go back and forth. What I've heard, I don't know for a fact, they take one opinion and they stick with it. Many people want to go vacation to these exotic islands. Okay, not every island is a problem, but there are some places where there's a problem. They want to go for Shabbos, a very big tourist attraction, so what do they do? So people that are machmir don't want to get involved in Shabbos, they just don't go for Shabbos. They make sure that they go over the line before and after Shabbos, and some people who want to go for Shabbos, they have no choice, they must be for the Shabbos, so like I told you, they stick. And those that are machmir, they do like people do in Eretz Yisrael, Americans who have apartments, who in Eretz Yisrael, they observe a day and a half. You know what a day and a half means in Eretz Yisrael? If you're a ben chutz liaretz, and you go every Yom Tov to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach and Sukkot, and you own an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, but you primarily live in Eretz Yisrael, so it's a new trend in America. So there's a new trend where people observe what they call a day and a half. A day and a half means they only really observe one day in Eretz, one Seder, but on the second day, which is really for them Sunday, they're machmer not to do melacha deraisa.
Right.
They dress in the big day chol, they wear tefillin, they daven the davening of chol, but they don't do melacha. They have they don't turn on the fire, they don't turn on the lights, because there's still a little bit of ben chutz liaretz, a shtickle ben chutz liaretz. They own karka in Eretz Yisrael.
There's something new I've never heard of it.
Herschel Schachter has a nice schmooze, nice article. There are many different customs with regard. Every you can't generalize, because every single what?
Yeah,
are doing that.
Especially that family in Israel.
You can't generalize. Every situation is different. A lot of it has to do if you own property in Eretz Yisrael. If you're visiting, it's more problematic for sure. If you visit every single Yom Tov, if you plan to make Aliyah, if you have children living in Eretz Yisrael, there are many variables in this question, and there are many differences of opinion in this issue. So you cannot generalize what you do. But I just want to borrow this concept to going to Japan, to Hawaii.
That makes sense to you, though.
What?
Does it make sense? Because I have such trouble with it. Why shouldn't we have, if
you're going to Israel and all Eretz Yisrael is keeping one day.
Because you are ben chutz li'aretz. It's a matter of halacha. It's a matter of halacha. You are a ben chutz li'aretz.
But it wants to change that up because we don't have the...
No, it's not a matter. This has been decided. It's a matter of halacha. It's not based upon practical considerations. Halacha has a life of its own. Just because the whole Eretz Yisrael is deserving one day, if you are a ben chutz li'aretz, you live and you're going to return to chutz li'aretz, and chutz li'aretz they're observing 2 days, minig avasim in the yodenu, halacha demands that you observe 2 days in Eretz Yisrael.
But when did this become? This became after the Gola. When the Gola?
Golas. So why do we observe Bizman as then Golas? We became Bizman as then Bikvir the Yacha.
Bizman HaMikdash, they kept 2 days also as Sveik of the Yaina.
Yeah.
Even though there was a Beis HaMikdash with Karbanas, they kept 2 days.
Because Sveik of the Yoma.
Right, but when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they was no longer Sveik of the Yaina for them.
They kept 2 days. One day.
But when we lost the Beis HaMikdash,
Then things changed.
A long time, it's, and people didn't. There was no need to go to Eretz Yisrael, so then there was a.
Okay, it's complicated. It's very complicated. There are many opinions, there are many factors, but you have to realize halacha, there's a very general concept. Halacha is not rooted in mitzias. It's not. All of our meat, every time you eat a piece of meat, why? So is it kosher, glatt kosher, Beis Yosef glatt? Why? Because the animal, 90%, 99% of the problem is because they have sirchus in the lungs. And what's the sirch in the lung? The animal's a treifa. Why is it a treifa? According to one, the animal's going to die within 12 months. It's not going to die within 12 months. It's a fact of life. It's not going to die within 12 months. Nishtane hateva. So if nishtane hateva, so why then is a sircha make the animal into a treifa? Halacha was based upon the time when it was given me Sinai. And the time of Sinai, it was a mitzvah that an animal has a hole in its lung is going to die within 12 months.
But it's still, we have to, you know.
No, there's no room to budge.
100 years before the Beis
Okay.
Before they wrote the Beis
Yosef. Yeah.
So, what was the Sikha? Was the glad, or was the Beis Yosef glad, or was the regular glad?
That's another question. We're very lenient today, it appears. It appears today...
Before Beis Yosef put it down in 1400s, right? So before he wrote it, 100 years, let's say the time of the Rambam,
yeah.
Was there glatt the time of the Rambam?
It's not really clear. Nishtana Ateva, different environments, colder climates. They didn't have American animals being bred in warm climates. It's not, a lot of these things are not clear. I don't know the answer. But the point is, halacha is not based on mitzias. It may be the halacha was based on the original mitzias going back 3,000 years ago. But halacha today is not based on halacha. So this is a question of mitzias. How can it be? You're asking a very basic question. You're asking a question which troubles any thinking person. How could it be that I'm living in Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, they're observing one day. It's ridiculous. I'm observing 2 days, there's only one day. The answer is, that's the halacha. Halacha is not necessarily based upon reality. The reality is in Yerushalayim, there's only one day. That's what it says in the Torah. But since you are a ben chutz li'aretz, and the ben chutz li'aretz observes 2 days, you have no choice but in Yerushalayim to observe 2 days. Is it illogical? It certainly is. But that's the halacha. Same thing when it comes to, now the only one I want to bar from this idea of observing a day and a half for ben chutz li'aretz, has carried over to people who go on vacation, who visit Hawaii, Japan, and these exotic islands. They do what's called a day and a half. There's one day, the primary day of Shabbos, and then there's the second day. Some people are mocking. The second day is Chol. That's not my opinion. I follow the opinion that it's Shabbos on the third this day. And the other day is Chol. But I'll dress in big day Chol. I will daven the Chol. I'm going to wear tefillin, but I'm not going to do malacha. I'm going to have someone else do for me all of the malachas deraisa. It's a difficult life. If you want to be machan like this, it's a difficult life. And some people they're machan like this. Let's go further. So over here he points at this concept. The shalos. Let's go further. The chen klatz. We write. We smack in the middle of the page. Discussing this fundamental concept that Shabbos is determined based upon the location that you are in. And the Chasam Sofer is saying that the reason why this is true is because this is the way Hashem created the world. When Hashem created the world in 7 days, and every single one of the 7 days Hashem created something, animals, fish, the sun, the moon, and this creation was different for different parts of the world. So just like when these things happened, they evolved slowly over time in different parts of the world. It was not a one-shot deal, a one-moment creation for the entire world. Shabbos is no different. And when we observe Shabbos based upon Maaseh Bereishis. And Maaseh Bereishis was a gradual process, so too our observance for Shabbos is gradual. Different parts of the world begin and end Shabbos based upon their unique time zone. So again, a very profound concept. This is not a simple matter that it should be like this, because again, you can make a very powerful argument to observe Shabbos based upon the time in Yerushalayim. If you want to say there's a pasuk in the Torah, Bechol Moshvo Seichem, all of your dwelling places. Vechein Kosav Hasipurni Ala Torah Hasipurno. I guess Hasipurno Ala Torah Ala Torah Ala Torah Ala Pasuk Hazeh. Tait V'ayin Kebeis. Another matter of introduction. V'ayin B'chomesh Lumudei Hashem. Lagun Abi Yonason Steif. Me. Anyone know what this stands for?
Budapest.
Okay. The Yishmiru Hashabbos Lefi Apak Hamakom. What's Apak in the translation? Anyone have a good translation? Ofek. What's geographic? The geographic place. Based upon tradition. Wherever you live, based upon your tradition, whatever they consider to be Shabbos. Just if you don't know when it's Shabbos, trust the locals. Trust the local Indians to tell you when it's Shabbos. Because Mestama, they have a good tradition of when it was Shabbos. V'chein hela b'shut b'nei tzion. Achad asher yeri lo'omka shel halacha. V'avi od divav l'kham. I'll bring these words later on. V'nimsa l'fi zeh sheyoshvei Japan. Tzrichim lishma shabbosam k'mo anshe mizrach. Like the people of the east. V'sham miskadim hayom yushlaim b'shir 6.4 shadir of the hours. It's 6.5 hours early. V'lo lehepach. Nadil we're around loyma the seish shab misachar hayom b'shir 17 hours and 7 hours early. Shav. V'lo lishna is shabbos al yom liachrav. So therefore, he says over here in the B'nai Tzion that Shabbos in Japan is 6.5 hours earlier, not 17.5 hours later, like what they do today. You're basically saying is not to follow the international day law, you follow tradition. And since in Japan traditionally before the international day line, it was Saturday. It wasn't Sunday. They made it into Sunday. It used to be Saturday. And you should have v'loy lehepach. Okay, ayin mizeh b'mishutay azil v'kudrus talpiyos v'hevi sham shekain hiskim ha'admar migur zatzal v'shogdol liarbenu eretishol shelo yishanu esyem ayin sham. Basically, not to follow in Japan, not to follow international day law. You follow tradition. The way, because that's a very powerful concept. He's saying that this is the way people were observed this day. We have a right to assume that this was the real Maaseh Bereishis. The way the people arrived in Japan, the very first time, which way did they come? That means they came from Eretz Yisrael. They came from the west.
Going east, not the opposite way.
They came.
They went through land, through China. They crossed into Japan.
They crossed into Japan. So that's how they came into Japan. There's a fasting. That's tradition. And since that's the way the first human beings, that's the way the first
Chinese from the Middle East.
The kubi doesn't depend on the svarim. It depends upon the human beings. It depends on non-Jews. Since mankind invaded Japan from the east, going
from the west,
going east, that has determined when Shabbos shall be in Japan, meaning if had they gone the other way around, if human beings would have invaded Japan,
it's based on Europe.
Yeah, it's based on Europe going all, keep on going.
Europe didn't
invade. Well, I guess they started out. They started out in Babylon, Babel. That's where the world started, and they kept on going east until they eventually hit Japan. So that thing, that is why it's always going to be 6.5 hours
earlier
than Yerushalayim. Had it gone the other way, had human beings begun to migrate the other direction, then they would have found themselves, it would have been a different day.
There's no evidence to the contrary. Rabbi,
yeah.
You should wake up. You're in a car. You wake up and you don't know what day of the week it is.
The Gemara discusses that question. The Gemara has two opinions. The Gemara says one opinion is you should count 6 days and seven. Another opinion is that you should observe Shabbos right away. That's the Gemara. Okay, but this is a fascinating concept. The reason why Japan, we determine it should be Saturdays, because that's the way human beings entered into the country, and that's how it was determined, and that cannot be changed, despite the fact the world wants to has a consensus that for practical reasons we should change the day. Halacha does not, according to this opinion at least, does not recognize that opinion. Okay, the ayin, let's do a little bit more. The ayin, the medina, Alaska. Now, what about Alaska? Okay, Shaychis at Shnas Tofresh Chav Zayin, the Memshelis Russia, it used to be part of Russia. The Monusham Yoimam Kicheshman Hamizroch Kimo Berusia. They calculated, it was the same day that was used. The dateline there was based upon the same day as Russia. With Shnas Hanal, Konsa Memshelis Arzo Sabris Es Alaska Mirusia. United States purchased it from Russia. The Shinu Yes Cheshman Hayamim Al Pi Cheshman Marif. They changed the calendar in Alaska. So what does Halacha say about this? So based on the Yom Shtrika Mimikoydim B'Shem Shabbos, Karu Yom Shishna, they called it Friday. The Oz Lo Hoyesham Oat Shum Yishav Yehudim Shemaydas. There were no Jews living in Alaska at that point in time. World War I, Hischilu Shem Liyashav Yehudim, that's the first time the Jews entered during that Kufa of World War I, the Jews began to enter Alaska. So what do you do about this? I am safer. So the first time the Jews entered into Alaska, it already was called Friday. But it's not traditional. It's not the way human beings entered. Human beings did not enter in that path. Ayin the sefer divrei chacham kosav sham teshuva agoyin rebbe. I'm not sure who that is. Shaladaita that I'm some sham tzichim lishma shabosim kmo shechoshu mikoydem zman shenishtayich leRusia. V'chein kosav b'chumash lelimudei Hashem. The yishma shabbos of the amusorah the sham midoris hakadmoinim. You have to follow the way it was originally established in the world. That's how people migrated, and that's the way it was established. So no one has a right at a later point in time to change the calendar, even though it's not from Jews. This was established by Goyim.
Since today,
so it's wrong today. He's saying over here that according to this opinion alone, they call Friday really is Shabbos. It's really Shabbos because that's the way it was originally. That's the way it was. So you want to go work? So Palin, if she still lives there, Palin. Sarah Palin is in Alaska. Okay. V'chein kasa b'chomer shlumud yashem yishu shasha lufi yamasar d'sham d'sham d'us hakadim ve'in koyach b'medina l'shana sisiyam shabbos me'amos lechem midor dar v'yayim b'sefer hayomam. Okay. Le'mahar, I don't know who this is. Le'haramit kasa sham b'nogel le'Alaska the ad shiyuchlat apsak adichoch me'atara. Eila Shabbat Mitzvah Amarev from Canada, from America. Tzichem Lishmar Hashabbos Kvi Cheshbon Shalohem. The Eila Shabbat Mizrach Mizrach Misabir Misabir Yishmu Hashabbos Shalohem. So it's a tremendous chiddush. Depends where you come from.
It was a chiddush Shabbos.
No, it's not. Yeah, in Yechlam you have two shuls. He's saying that in Alaska you can have two shuls, and the American shul and there's the Canadian shul. The Russian shul. There are two shuls. That's what he says. It all depends where you come from. It's amazing in halacha. V'yayim b'talpiyos. The zeh davar muzor. he says he can't do this. That's very strange to have. They have two shuls and they observe different Shabbosos. The Pirtza L'chul Shabbos, that's going to bring Chul Shabbos. The Hele Shom, that's what we mentioned, Aaron Kohler, Aaron Kohler Samaroth. That was what was going on in America. We have the Litvaks and the Hasidim. Some of them Chal the driving and some are ready. It's Shabbos. They can't go on like this. So they decide, the Muzah, they came to a consensus. They'll take the Chumas of each other and the Litvaks will wait 72 minutes. I said they'll wait at least 50 minutes, and the Hasidim will not do Mulacha, even not according to Benatam, even after Shkia. Fellowsham Hadarke, I know who this is, the Save Bitalpios, Lishma Shabbos, Belaska Kliachesh Hamarov, the Alaska Shaikhs the Marav, Oilum Lufi Akav, Habain.
Isn't Talpios a YU journal?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe so they just took the name. There are many names of Simpson, I don't know. The Alaska Shaikhs Lamarav Oilum Lufi Akav Habain Luumi. So that means it seemed like from the dayline. According to the West, which I guess means according to America, which is a chiddush, which saying it's not traditional. It's not traditional.
The dateline does turn around the West.
Oh, the dateline. They
cut through the islands, but when it comes
to Alaska, they move around.
Because it doesn't make sense.
It's not practical. So this is a very chiddush. Look what he's saying. He's saying over here is that when it comes to Alaska, even though the Misorah, from time immemorial, the ancient tradition was it was first inhabited by the Russians. And it was first inhabited by the Russians. If you want to follow that line of reasoning that they dominate, that should be the Shabbos of that part of the world. No! There was a consensus to make a change, and therefore, in a sense, the Jews, and we combine that with the fact that Jews have migrated to Alaska through the West. So, Mela, the halacha is different. It's a fascinating contradiction to what he said before.
I don't know if Russians actually
appreciate it. Yeah, sure they did, there.
But it's on a different continent. Okay, so we'll stop. We'll more to do about the international deadline. We'll stop over here. We'll pick this up. Bleed Nedder tomorrow. What?
I don't know.
On the international dayline?
Yeah.
English?
Yeah.
Okay.